It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Well, here's something else that's going to warm you up.
Okay.
We've got a creamy enchilada soup that I'm going to be showing you how to make here in just a second. Our 5 and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. They are locally owned. They are family owned. They're an independent grocery store cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. And special orders, they can take care of that for you. Go by and see them and make sure you tell them that we sent you. You're going to start out making this creamy chicken enchilada soup by melting a little bit of butter in a large stock pot over medium-high heat, and you're going to saute down onion, celery, carrots, bell pepper, and then at the very end, put in some garlic. You don't want to burn that, but you want to get that cooked down really well. Then you're going to add in your spices. 1.5 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1 tablespoon of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of dried oregano, and get all that incorporated. Then a 15 ounce diced fire roasted tomato. The fire roasted tomatoes are really good in this. I buy a lot of the seasoned tomatoes these days. And then 1/4 cup of tomato paste. And you're gonna get all that mixed in. Then you'll add in your chicken broth and bring everything to a low boil and boil it for about 15 minutes until the veggies are super tender. Then remove from the heat. And using a hand blender, you're going to blend the soup until it's smooth and creamy. So you're not using cream to make this creamy. Mm-hmm. You're actually using the veggies and things to make it creamy, which makes it much better for you. After you do that, you're going to add, you blend that all up, you're going to add in your beans, your corn, and your shredded cooked chicken. I put in kidney beans and black beans.
Okay.
Frozen sweet corn. And then my shredded chicken, and then you're ready to go. Serve it with some perhaps sliced avocados, a little sour cream, maybe some shredded cheese on it.
Oh, yeah.
If you like. It's a good recipe, and it's got like 450 calories.
Okay,
and
that's doable.
34 grams of protein.
Right.
So,
that's a good amount. Yeah.
Check it out by going to our Facebook page, type in Janet's 5 and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share here on The Morning Jam, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, get those fall menus ready with beef short ribs, $7.99 a pound, while supplies last. Fresh cabbage is 59 cents a pound. Save on bone-in assorted pork chops, $1.79. Hereford corned beef is $3.99 for a 12-ounce package. Fritos and Cheetos are 2 for $6. Save on Dole bananas, 49 cents. And Smithfield smoked sausage and kielbasa is 2 for $7. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.